So new restrictions for some potential immigrants to the U.S. Other folks, it seems, just might not want to come here these days. The Commerce Department reports that tourist visits to the U.S. were down 4% in the first half of last year, even as they grew in other countries. Now there's word of a big drop in international graduate students in science and engineering in the U.S., down 6%. The governing board of the National Science Foundation says that's after steady increases over roughly the past decade. The World's Carolyn Beeler tracked down one student from India who may well add to the trend.
When Sai Shori was growing up in Hyderabad, his aunts and uncles and cousins living in the U.S. used to come back for visits. They brought suitcases full of gifts and stories of a land of plenty in America.
They used to say that U.S. is like this, U.S. is like that. You can have a very comfortable life over there. And the job opportunities are very, very good.
By the time he was 12 years old, Shori was convinced.
Since my childhood, I have dreams of U.S., studying in U.S. as well as getting settled in U.S.
4 years ago, Shori enrolled in an IT program, specifically so that he'd be competitive for a computer science master's program in the U.S. But his plans changed in a single moment in the fall of 2016.
To be frank, that moment was when Trump was elected.
Shori had followed President Trump's America First campaign platform and his promises to restrict immigration.
He used to say that, we used to believe that if he really gets to be the president of United States of America, then we might have a tougher situation at the time.
Shori and a handful of Indian students I interviewed worried about two main things. First, paying for an expensive U.S. master's degree, and then not being able to get a job in the U.S. if visas were restricted.
What if I don't get a job? That's my question. And the second thing is, what if I get attacked by some random guy?
Shori had heard about anti-immigrant violence in the U.S., like how two Indian men were shot in a Kansas City bar last February. This was enough to make Shori ditch the dream he'd held for nearly a decade to get his master's degree in the U.S.
You're shattered for some time. For a couple of days, I was like totally aimless.
Shattered, but not alone. In 2017, the U.S. saw its first drop in international enrollment in science and engineering grad programs since 2005. Almost all that decrease comes in two fields, computer science and engineering. And that's while the need for workers in those fields is soaring, especially in Silicon Valley.
There is an insatiable demand.
This is Michael Morell, who runs the tech recruiting firm Riviera Partners.
There's more jobs than we can fill with the current slate of talent.
More than half the tech workers in Silicon Valley are foreign-born, and those jobs are being fed in part by U.S. grad programs.
Over 50% of our graduate students in technical areas are from outside the country.
This is Jerry Richmond, a chemistry professor who oversaw the new NSF report. U.S.-born science and engineering grad students started declining a decade ago. So recruiting international students has been vital to keeping program numbers up.
We have a research engine that needs to be fueled, and that fuel is really our graduate students. And so as we continue to try to attract the best and brightest in our country, we also seek to attract the best and brightest from these other countries.
The report doesn't delve into political factors that might be influencing international students, but Richmond points to high costs and increasing competition from China as possible causes of dropping enrollment in the U.S. Meanwhile, other countries are capitalizing on it. Australian universities have seen an international enrollment bump, and Canada.
This is a moment for Canada to shine.
This is Paul Davidson from Universities Canada, which represents nearly 100 institutions across the country.
We have seen an 11% increase in international enrollment at Canadian universities over the last year. We first started to see the increases of interest expressed after Brexit.
And then came the Trump administration's January 2017 travel ban.
The weekend that happened, my iPhone was absolutely dancing across the table because the world wants to find an alternative.
That alternative caught Sai Shori's eye when he was researching graduate school options outside the U.S.
I was reading about that country and I fall in love. I used to chat with random people who are from Canada. They don't mind which country you're from, what's your financial status, how do you talk. They don't care about any of those things.
That rosy view of Canada was reinforced by what Shori saw on the news.
You can see the Prime Minister, how he's accepting the Syrian refugees, going to the airport, receiving one by one, hugging each other. And you can see Mr. Trump. You can see a contrast between them, right?
Shori has 5 applications in for computer science programs in Canada and hopes to start at one of them in September. He still wants to work at a big tech company like Google, just in their Canadian office. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler.